Well, children, I'm going to tell you a story about a little girl. Now, the interesting thing is we don't even know her name, and yet she's so important in the eyes of God and in the eyes of the biblical record. Now, that's not a surprise that the name is not given, because there are other places in the Bible where things happened of great significance and the names of the children weren't given either. I think of the wee boy that brought his loaves and fishes to the Lord Jesus. Do you remember that story in the Bible? I see you nodding your head, you do. Well, we don't know his name. And we don't know the name of the wee girl who was 12 years old and she was raised from the dead. We remember her daddy's name. His name was Jairus. And then there was another young boy, and he was raised from the dead by the Lord Jesus, and we don't know his name either. So you don't have to be well known in order to be special and important to God. So you might say, well, nobody knows my name hardly even in church here, but God knows your name, and you're very special to God. But anyhow, this wee girl, there are some things about her that I want you to know. First of all, I want you to think of what she suffered. Now, this happened way back in olden times, in Bible days. Whenever the Syrians, you might have heard of Syria in the news these days, lots of fighting has been going on there for some time. Many people have lost their lives. That's the country. And from that country, soldiers came into Israel. You've heard of Israel as well, haven't you? I'm sure. And they did a lot of things that were wrong. And among the things that they did, they took this wee girl away and made her a slave. They took her away from her mom and dad. You girls and boys think what would happen if some bad person took you away from your mom and dad. That wouldn't be nice for you, would it? Be terrible, wouldn't it? To know that whenever nighttime comes and you go to bed, that your mom and dad's not downstairs and they're not there to waken you up the next morning for school. So this wee girl was taken away into a strange country as well, into a heathen country. But things weren't too bad for her. She became a slave to the wife of a very well-known man who was a mighty soldier in the Syrian army. His name was Naaman. And so this wee girl became the servant of Naaman's wife. And I don't think she had a very hard time, because from what the Bible tells us, she seemed to get on well with them. But here's the point I want to make at this stage. You be thankful for your mom and dad. Be thankful for your friends and family. And be thankful for your religious instructors, your Sunday school teachers. And if you go to the Friday night children's meeting, those who instruct you there, be very thankful to God for them, because this wee girl, she was able to learn from her religious instructors and from her parents before she was taken captive. So that's the first thing to notice about her, what she suffered, the heartbreak of being wrenched away from her homeland, from her mom and dad, from her family and friends. But then notice secondly in the story, and the story, by the way, is told in 2 Kings chapter 5, not only what she suffered, but what she saw there. Now, from the record, let me read what it tells us about this man, Naaman. We are told in verse 1 of chapter 5 of 2 Kings, Naaman, the captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master. In other words, he was very close to the king and honorable. So he was very high ranking and had great status, because by him the Lord had given deliverance from Syria. He was a heathen, but God used him, and God used him to protect his country from other armies. He was also a mighty man in valor. That tells us that this man was a great man. And this is where the wee girl was placed in that home. Now, what did she see? Well, she would have seen the happiness of Naaman and his wife, who was the mistress of the wee girl. If they had other children, she would have seen how happy they were. There was affluence and riches and wealth all around. And then there was the prestige of the family that this wee girl had seen that her mistress and her husband were high up in society and very close to the king of Syria. And no doubt she saw lots of happiness. But there came a time when she saw something else. She saw that things were quiet in the house. There seemed to be a very heavy atmosphere. There seemed to be sorrow and sadness. She couldn't really put her finger on it. But then she made the discovery one day. This great man, Naaman, the husband of this little girl's mistress, had an awful illness and an awful disease. And it was called, does anybody know what it was called? Leprosy, that's right. Now, I didn't read that yet, so I'm glad you have known that. This is what we read. Let me tell you what it says. That he was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Now, a leper was a person who had that dreaded disease called leprosy. Do you know what would have happened, young people, if it wasn't checked? First of all, the man had to be removed away from his family when it got so bad. He was, in Israel, pronounced unclean. And he had to be put away from society, away from the camp. He couldn't be with his family. He couldn't be with his friends. He couldn't go to the synagogue. He couldn't keep company. And then his fingers might have eventually dropped off with the awful illness. And he was in for a life of misery, a life of sorrow, a life of pain, and a life of suffering. And that's what that wee girl discovered that day. Somehow or another, she learned. Maybe she said to Naaman's wife, what's wrong with Master? Why is he unhappy? Why are you unhappy? And I think the lady said, Naaman has got leprosy. And that wee girl would have known what leprosy was because she came from a land where the Bible tells us there were many lepers in Israel at that particular time. So she would have known. She would have known what the scriptures that she had in her day would have said about leprosy in Leviticus chapter 13 and 14. Now, how did that wee girl feel when she heard about that? Did she say, serves him right for taking me away from my mom and dad. That's what he gets for being cruel and unkind to me. No, children, she wasn't like that. When she was wronged, she didn't retaliate. In fact, she felt sorry for the man. And girls and boys, whenever things go wrong with you, don't be angry and fight back and be nasty. Remember this wee girl, when she heard of the bad fortune and heard of what had happened to her mistress' husband, she didn't gloat. She didn't rub her hands and say, maybe I'll get away now. No, she felt for him. So let us have a heart that feels for others. Now that led on to a third thing. Not only what she suffered, not only what she saw, but what she said to Naaman's wife. Let me read what she said. It's in verse 3 of 2 Kings 5. She said unto her mistress, would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. In other words, she had compassion. She said, I would like for Master to be healed of this leprosy. And I know someone who could heal him. Now, can you imagine whenever her mistress heard that? You do? You know somebody who could heal my husband of his leprosy? Who would that be? And she said, the man of God back in Samaria, in my country, in Israel. And who was she referring to? She was referring to Elisha, the prophet. Now, do you know what that tells me, girls and boys? That tells me that this wee girl, even though she was far away from home, she didn't forget her upbringing. She would have been taught about God. She would have been taught about the sacrifices that were offered and the precious blood that was shed in those sacrifices that all pointed to a coming Messiah who we know to be the Lord Jesus. And she said, if your husband, my master, could go to Israel, then if he met that man of God, that man of God could cure him by the power of God. Young people, never forget what you're being taught by your Christian mom and dad at home. Never forget what you're taught by your Sunday school teachers and children's workers. They know the truth. They know God. And He is the one you and I need to go to when we want the leprosy of our sin to be cleansed away from us. You see, leprosy is just like sin. Leprosy defiled, it debased, it caused distress, it demoralized, it ended in death. And the Bible says that sin ends in death. The wages of sin is death. Only it's not just dying physically. It's what comes after death when we go to hell and be away from the Lord Jesus forever. So she told her mistress and she told her husband. So the husband went into the king and said, "Sire, I have heard that there's somebody in Israel could cure me of my leprosy." And the king says, "Well, by all means, go. I'll write a letter out and I'll give you some gifts to bring to that man." And I can see Naaman setting out with his party, with all the mules or horses laden with the good things to give to the man of God. So he eventually got to the man of God. He eventually got to where he would be healed. And that brings me to the last thing I want to say, young people, and that is what this wee girl accomplished. Not only what she experienced, the pain and suffering she experienced, not only what she saw with her eyes and what she spoke with her lips, but what she achieved that day. Because Naaman eventually got to Elisha. And even though he didn't like to do what Elisha told him, do you know what it was, girls and boys? To go away and wash in the River Jordan 7 times. He didn't think he had to do that. But that's what he had to do in order to be cleansed of his leprosy. And whenever he went down and came up for the 7th time, he looked and all the leprosy was away from him. And he wanted to give all of those things to Elisha that the king of Syria had sent. But Elisha wouldn't take them. Do you know what that means, girls and boys, for us? That's a picture of when you and I come to the Lord Jesus to have our sins forgiven. We don't bring any payment with us. We don't bring any money with us. We don't bring our good deeds. We just come empty and needy because salvation is without money and without price. And that day, through the power of God working through His servant, that Syrian general in the army was marvelously delivered. And young people, it came about because of a wee girl who knew her God and was able to help that man hundreds of miles away. And he went in accordance with what she said, and he was gloriously delivered. Now, children, you and I, we are like that leper ourselves. We're sinners, and we're lost. And I would ask you today and urge you today, turn from your sin and come to the Lord Jesus. You see, He died on the cross. He doesn't want our gifts or our good deeds because they can't buy salvation for us. But He wants you to trust His Son who died for sinners and His precious blood that He shed on the cross washes our sins away. And if you haven't asked Him into your heart and life, if you haven't asked Him to save you, ask Him today, and He will save you, and He'll make you clean of your sin, and you'll be a blessing to others, the way that wee girl was to her mistress and master. Will you take Him as your Savior today? You'll never regret it if you do.